You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch and Monica Schmidt. Hello.
Guten Tag.
How are you today?
Well, we know we had a big opening last weekend, so let's get right to it. My favorite.
All I can think of is Spider Pig from The Simpsons.
Right. Does whatever a spider pig can. Yes.
Although this version in the title, the Spider-Man theme, is in a minor key, not the original major key.
Ooh,
interesting.
So that's the way I heard it anyway. But I'm getting my piano tuned, so who knows. Okay, this is a continuation. It's not a reboot. It's not an origin story. Spider-Man has been bitten by the spider. He's met with the Avengers already from the last movie. And now he's excited to work with Tony Stark, and he has to go home and wait.
And he has
to go back to high school, and he has to go to classes, and he has to get along with people. And this is a hard thing for somebody with superpowers to do. And at the end of the day, you move, he's out to solve crimes, and he's ready to do wonderful things and save the world. And
at the end, he's still 15 years old.
Yeah.
And a high school student.
It opens with a brief introduction of a new villain who becomes the Vulture. Michael Keaton is terrific.
Beyond amazing.
He brings us to life. He actually has some soul. It's one villain this time, which is so much better than the last two or three messes.
I've always considered multi-villains a sign of lazy writing. It's simply more fight scenes.
Yeah,
exactly. I would agree with that. This one actually took the time to really understand the villain's motivation, and actually in a certain warped way, you know, he at least has some justification for what he's doing and why.
So they make him somewhat sympathetic.
Exactly. There's some degree of sympathy within this character, or at least you can understand his motivation, even if you can't sympathize with it.
Yes. Now, I was curious. There's a scene on the top of the Washington Monument. Did that give you the tingles?
Oh, that did. That did. I used to have a bit of a fear of heights, and then I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane a couple of years back in order to try to solve that. At the same time, oh, my Lord, the scene at the top of the Washington Monument, I saw it in 3D on Denny's recommendation, and oh, man, even though most of the film is 2D conversion to 3D, that particular scene really popped for me and kind of made me feel a little squidgy.
It set my spider senses off completely. It's worth it just for that one scene. The rest of it's pretty good. In fact, I saw it 3D, and I saw it again in 2D at a different theater. The 3D image was brighter.
Really?
And clearer. There were more details. The night scenes, there was much more visible. I was amazed at the difference. You're used to thinking 2D is going to be brighter. Mm-hmm. Not this time.
Yeah, usually in 3D, everything's a lot darker tones, just because the glasses are darker tones. And so the picture needs to be so much brighter in order to compensate for that. So that really surprises me, Denny.
Huh. Some great surprises in the film we can't talk about here. The second time I was listening, and something is said or happens, and the whole audience goes, Also, I think this film has the best single last line of any film I have ever seen.
That's impressive.
And that got a reaction, too.
See, I that did get a reaction. I'm definitely going to say, though, Some Like It Hot, well, with Nobody's Perfect, probably still surpasses this one. But this is the final scene with the particular ending of which Denny is referencing is phenomenal. As it is a Marvel Studios film, ladies and gentlemen, stay all the way through the end credits. There are not one but two little extra scenes at the end. I always want to yell at people as they're walking out of a Marvel film right as the credits start to roll. No, stay. It's worth staying. And maybe this final scene is more kind of a tip of the hat to people like Denny and me who stay through the film credits every single time.
That's right. That's right. Marissa Tomei is wonderful as Aunt May. Jon Favreau is having a ball as Happy Hogan, the clumsy assistant to Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah.
Tony shows up. Captain America shows up. This is a really good film. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah. And for the first time probably ever, they came up with a plausible explanation as to why Spidey has the particular suit and the particular powers that he does. Being, for all practical purposes, a gift from Tony Stark. So, which is not necessarily a spoiler because we already have the connections from the previous Avengers film.
Right.
So
a film full of many surprises, too.
Very much so.
Enjoy it. We also have both seen on Netflix a new film that from Korea called Okja, O-K-J-A. A girl spends an idyllic 10 years raising a giant pig in the wilds of Korea. She learns it was is a prize in a major contest, and she gets the prize, and the next morning, that night, she discovers that the pig is gone, that it has been taken to Seoul, because it was part of a worldwide, 26 of these things were given out to people around the world to see who could raise the biggest one, and she did. So they're taking it to Seoul, and then they're going to take it to New York. This was a genetically modified creature, I won't tell you any more about that, by a company headed by Tilda Swinton.
Who is delightfully sinister in this film.
I was about to say, as soon as you said Tilda Swinton, evil yes. corporation just popped into my head.
Some good character actors are in it. Paul Dano's in it. Jake Gyllenhaal is in it.
Oh, my.
Giancarlo Esposito's in it.
Bill Nye was going to be in it, and he dropped out,
and,
you said?
Yeah, and was replaced by Giancarlo Esposito.
So partly shot in Canada, New York, and Korea.
Yeah.
If you show this film to children, they will never eat meat again.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
For Denny Lynch and Monica Schmidt, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.